nice! Put to me nice! Put to me nice! Put to me nice!
Yeah, she say talk to me nice, yeah, yeah. Or don't talk to me twice, no, no. But they still gon' fall through, yeah, yeah. Like they walked on thin ice, you know the fucking vibes.
You know the vibes, man. Happy New Year. happy New Year. A little joke here. Because he's
looking at River Rivers. Like,
no, but...
Y'all don't understand.
Yeah, for real. Y'all really don't. But welcome to another episode of Pod to Be Nice. I'm your host, Billy Ellis, a.k.a. Dulay, a.k.a. the Black Teddy Ruxpin, a.k.a. Mr. Two Socks himself. In here with me is the Pun God. What's happening?
What's up, world? It's your boy, River, a.k.a. the Pun God, a.k.a.
Wait. Black man in glasses? I like black man in glasses.
Black man!
In glasses, I'm here. Let's just cut the bullshit. Just so y'all know, we did record an episode
on the first week of January.
All right, and we had some computer issues.
I had a computer issue. Yeah. I mean, long story short, we recorded. I had to put my laptop out of its misery because it wouldn't hold a charge anymore. As long as I've had it. After like 4 or 5 years, he was like, all right, I'm done. So I had to put the laptop out of misery and go buy a new one. So I have a brand new laptop, but I cannot save that episode. I tried. I couldn't. As much as I tried to like charge up the old one, it wouldn't charge. So I cannot get that episode back. So we talked about everything during out that first week. I mean, that first week was very explosive. Very.
Can't get that back.
We talked about Cat Williams and that whole crazy top five, for me personally, top five podcast episode I've ever heard. And we talked about that. We talked about everything else in between that, what was happening. But mostly it was just about that Cat Williams shit.
Yeah. And it was about Majors.
Oh, yeah. We talked about Jonathan Majors, too. Yeah, we talked about that, too. He found his Coretta.
Yeah.
And we did.
I mean.
He did. He's
definitely running for freedom.
He'll be back in Marvel, man. Don't worry about it.
No, he won't.
You don't think so?
He is losing. He lost just shit back and forth. Like, just shit after shit after shit. They was like, no. We ain't fucking with you. Yeah, Hollywood is not fucking with him right now.
What do you say to... What do you say to the people who say he did that interview just for the Hollywood folks to get himself back in?
No, I think he did that just to try to, like, let people know, like, what it was. Like he said, when the verdict came back guilty, he was like, what? Like.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
You know, like how? Like, there's video. I'm running away from her. Like. And I get it. I get what he's saying, but it was like, it was some stuff that I didn't know.
Oh,
when we've been talking, it's some shit I just didn't know. I didn't know how aggressive he had been with her. Not physically.
Oh.
But that verbal shit count. You know what I'm saying?
I guess so.
Yeah, that verbal shit, they can make the case off that. Because they start with the verbal shit, then right when they got... One act of physical?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they combine the shit. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the Power Rangers. They all come together.
Except for a Megazord.
Yeah, it's a mega case.
She hurt her pinky. She hurt her pinky and she hurt her ear. And that was it. Mm-mm. That was it. You can't aggressively put a woman inside of a car.
No.
He's like, well, all else fails. I just started running.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get in the car, bitch? All right. I'm about to run 17 blocks.
She had scars. We saw the video.
Yeah.
And we know about, you know, the messages, you talking to her, fucking crazy, being that aggressive talk.
Yeah. It was that, really.
Yeah.
It was that.
Yeah.
It was that, and it was the video. And so couldn't really fight that. I was kind of shocked and surprised by it, too. But I was like, all right, man.
See, like I said, I didn't know about the aggressive talk. Uh-huh. I was only going off the video, and I'm like, they found them guilty of this. But once he was like, he broke a candle or something. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I was mad. I was like, all right. Yeah, I was like, I get it. Like, yeah. He didn't touch her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He broke one of his shit.
Yeah, like, it's my candle.
That was my favorite candle.
Yeah, and I broke it. They're like, nah.
Can't do that.
You got anger issues.
Angry black man.
Angry black man.
Can't do it. Mm-mm. Can't break candles.
You cannot.
And we ain't talking about birthday candles.
No, no, we not. No.
We talk about Bath and Body Works.
That candle got a name.
Yeah, right. When it say baked apple, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, you can't, yeah, you can't do that.
No, you can't. Well, no. Hold on. It's October. Let me say spice.
No, yeah, no, no. No.
You done fucked up.
Motherfucker, no, you can't do it. Mm-mm. Motherfucker says summer rain. No. I'm like, nah, no, you can't do it. You can't do it. Mm-mm. It's worse than spring rain. You can't do it.
No, you can't do it. That's summer.
You can't break that rain. You can't break them candles.
No.
Guilty for you. But yeah, so that happened. I just wanted to throw that question out there for you. But I mean, I just didn't know why else would he would do that. You know what I mean? Why he would do that interview for some reason. I don't know.
I think he was just trying to I mean, if you don't feel like you're guilty, why not?
It's backfire. No. I don't think he's seen that in hindsight, though. That shit would backfire on you.
What do a lot of them people say? They say the guilty stays quiet.
That's a fact.
That's what I've heard. They be like, look, if you ain't got nothing to hide, why you staying quiet? So I think he was just trying to get out there like, what was I guilty? Like, y'all saw what I did. What was I guilty of? That was an assault. It's like, I know what you mean, but
her skin is pale.
You stuffed her in the backseat.
You stuffed her in the backseat. Can't really do that.
Can't do it.
You broke candles.
You broke.
Hey, man, at one point he was like, the interviewer, she said, were you reckless with her? And he replied, like, I was reckless with her heart. I said, yo, this dude is good. He's a great actor. He's a great actor.
It is my fault. You know what I am guilty of?
Yeah.
Being in this situation, because he was basically saying, had he broke it off with her
sooner,
he wouldn't be here. He's like, that's what I'm guilty. The way he explained that, I'm like, oh yeah, you acting.
But man, he's a good actor. He is a good actor. Oh man, he just got to do some Tubi movies first. Some, you know what I mean, some independent movies. He'll get back in the game.
He just got to sit some time out. Look, I will be calling up, Peel, and be like, hey, put me in your next black movie, bro.
Peel? Oh, Jordan Peel.
Yeah.
Ooh, shit, yeah.
That's what I would do. That's the card he has to play.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm like, Peel, put me in your next movie.
Somebody got to take a chance on.
Yeah.
Somebody has to take a chance on.
I bet Peel will be the person.
Yeah.
Like, oh, bro, I was about to call you.
It's got to be somebody who don't give a fuck. And Jordan Peel might be that person.
Peel will be it.
Yeah. I can see that. Somebody just got to take a chance on him. Yeah, he'll be back in there. But I just wanted to throw that out there because we did talk about that, but. Yeah.
We didn't have this conversation. Actually, I think this conversation was funnier than the original.
I think so too, right.
Because we didn't have, we didn't have the interview at that time.
No, so, we didn't. All we had was the clips.
Yeah.
All we had was the clips.
Yeah, we didn't have an interview.
We called Megan Good his Coretta.
Yeah, and he has some JNCO jeans on.
Yo, the fuck? What is this nigga be like? Is he from like the Green Mile? Like, what is he like? I don't get like. Why does he dress like he's from the 1700s?
But this is the thing, though, and I can't even just go at him. Them niggas in Hollywood basketball play—they all dress
weird. Yeah, they do.
But this is what they tell you all the time: it's the brand name on it. And they be like, well, you can't. This is what they go to. You can't afford this. Nigga, I wouldn't buy that.
I wouldn't buy it.
Like, yeah, I couldn't. Just because I can't afford it, don't make it fly. That shit looks stupid.
It's shit. NBA players look like the, I don't know. That's not drip to me. That shit is like, they be having oversized shit. It's not 2005 no more. No. Like, we're not even talking about white tees. We're talking about like oversized
sweaters.
And, yeah. Not like, overcoats.
No, it's.
It'd be some other shit. I'm like, bro, some pants.
Other shit. Yeah, like, it'd be some other
you
shit.
You tripping over yourselves and shit. Like,
and they,
yo.
And they think they the fly. They be like, I'm bro, so fly.
I was like, please take it back to like 2000s when we had cornrows and oh like.
Please. Do some snap dances if you're going to like, wear that.
God damn. I know when that rule in the NBA and they were like, after that fight. And Allen Iverson and everything yeah. like that, they really changed the rules on the clothes. But goddamn, man, I wish they would take it back.
Yeah, let's go back.
Please.
Let's go back.
Please, please, please. This shit just look, it just look weird. And y'all just be coming out y'all just going to get dressed.
See what happens when we give you niggas freedom?
Yeah, and money.
Yeah. Freedom and money. It's a dangerous combination.
He's looking like Andre 3050.
Yeah, y'all. Y'all will put Louis print on anything.
Anything. Louis socks and shit, man. Oh my fuck God. But that's not what we here for.
No.
We got a couple emails here.
Talk to the people.
We had to talk to these people that need some. I don't know if they need help, but I know that they got some questions.
Oh, they be needing guidance.
Look, I'm like Chris Brown and Drake, man. I ain't got no guidance.
No guidance, hey. You know. We got jokes.
We got them jokes, though.
Speaking
of jokes, this first one. Oh, shit. I got warrants.
Oh, shit. I'm clean. Real criminals don't get caught.
I know that Mike got that because I heard that shit. This one is from... Asia.
What's up, Asia girl?
Okay, Asia. So, says, I love the show. Did not think I was going to be one of those ones who emails. Y'all always say that.
Yeah. Thanks for loving the show, though. Well,
appreciate it.
Tell your friends and family, please, Asia girl. Tell all of Asia.
That's crazy. That's a whole country.
Whole continent.
Whole continent. I had some vodka.
Sorry.
Rivers like, I put orange juice in it. It's not that strong.
Shit diluted.
Nigga didn't even know this. It's the wrong C.
It's okay. I didn't judge you. I just wanted them to know that one of us knew what it was.
Right. It wasn't me.
It's okay.
This bitch don't know about Pangea.
This don't know about Pangea. Oh, bitch don't know about Pangea.
Says.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Says, I am getting married to my fiance in a month. Congratulations. And I just found out he lied to me about many things. Oh, never mind. Mm. I've been with him for a year and a half. He acted up all sweet and innocent even after we moved in. I know he was struggling with some financial issues, but he shared very less about that. I even helped him making money for the wedding for his part. Okay, you just got to throw that shit out there, huh? I was helping this nigga.
You're supposed to be his part.
Yeah, like, nah, put his shit out there. I got to find out what he lied about, though. Hold on. Let me... Now, just a month before the wedding, I found out he has a lawsuit against him in our state. Were we supposed to get married? He's been driving his car without a driver's license since the last 3 years. He might be having an affair. So you can't talk about me. You said affair with one F. With a so-called friend. I'm talking about her. With a so-called friend.
She didn't make you call her the country.
I know.
Take it on Ohio.
Shut up. he might be having an affair with a so-called friend. Recently divorced for some unknown reason. Now, how did I find out? The friend, let's just call her Sierra, was visiting our city. When he asked...
I'm sorry. I'm gonna stop.
No, that's crazy. When he asked me to plan a dinner for with her, during the dinner, she kept talking about things, assuming that I know. She is his business partner, and she is visiting for work. Okay. That they talk every day, and she knows all about me. She literally said that I know all about his issues at work because we talk a lot, which made me question that I stayed with him all day long and I had no idea about any of his business related issues. Well, she saved the best for last. We wanted to drop her to the hotel. He asked me to drive. That was smart. When she goes, so you have got your driver's license? I told her, yeah. To which she responded, good. He is still driving without a license. I don't know how he gets away with that. I did get blank, so I am sure she noticed that I didn't know. So I got to thinking, this man is driving a car without a driver's license in a strict town, by the way. If he gets into trouble, and he will be going to jail for sure for a lawsuit he couldn't resolve. He lives in my house, eats what I get. He was driving my car before I found out about his license because he is at his workshop. He is talking to this so-called friend more than me and making her business partner in a startup without even informing me. Either I am overthinking or throwing my life away with this man. Any thoughts?
Wait. Did I miss something? I'm confused of her evidence that he's cheating.
She's overthinking.
I didn't hear no evidence that he was cheating.
It wasn't none. I was about to finish this off and say, you ain't got, it's nothing.
I didn't hear no evidence.
She just telling her the business.
Yeah. The business partner's telling the business. Like,
I thought it was going to be some extra shit. Like,
let me let you know something. I understand you his girl. You think you should know everything. But in business, the business partner is going to know more than you.
Yeah.
It's just what it's going to be, because all he talks about his business partner is the business. With you, he got to hear how your day went.
Yes.
What's going on with your friends and family.
Yes.
And all that. Like, them conversations he ain't got to have with her. It could be happening, but they don't have to happen. You know what conversations have to happen? Business conversations,
yeah. I mean, it would have been really, really nice if he just, you know, give you some information. All right, this is what's going on, you know, this, that, and the third. I think she's very upset about her being the business partner and not the other girl, whoever.
We don't know her business acumen. Like, she might.
I'm just saying she's upset about it.
You may not be a good choice.
And you might make that decision, yeah. Like. And I mean, that's up to y'all to talk about. But I'm like, I didn't see any evidence saying that he was cheating or anything like that.
Zero. Actually.
She didn't come out and say, "Hey, we fucking," or give you any hint about you guys are, you know, having sex or anything. So in my mind, in my head, it's just like, oh, y'all just got to talk about this whole business thing. Like, for me personally, it just felt like, you're jealous that, you know, this other woman is here and she knows all this other side. And so
that's what it is.
And now you putting all his business out on Front Street. I mean, don't get me wrong, the driving without a license, that's crazy too.
But she knew.
She didn't know at first. She didn't know at first.
Oh.
She just finding that out too. So he gotta go fix that. And I mean, that's an easy resolve. I'm sure some money got to be involved in that. Now, outside of that, yeah, this is nothing but a couple conversations I might have had. But yeah, this is ain't nothing that y'all can't talk about.
She didn't say what the lawsuit was for.
I don't know either. I didn't really get
that. That plays a part, because if he's going to get locked up, do you want to get married?
That's true too.
I mean, I know you love him, but it's kind of like, you know, it's priorities.
Yeah. You don't want to, like, marrying Akon.
Yeah, you know, so. he gonna need that wedding money on his books.
Oh man, remember we was gonna get that cake?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was like 14,000 or something like that. Maybe, I mean, I don't know, might need like a quarter of that. Put that on my commissary.
Yeah, I need some snacks.
I need some snacks. Turns out I need a candle in here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I need all types of stuff.
I gotta survive in here. Like, I get that part.
Do not. You want to be mad that he didn't tell you about his financial situation? Mm-hmm. That you go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Go at him. Do not. And I repeat, do not.
Don't do it.
Call that man out for cheating with what you just told us.
Yeah, that's not, it ain't.
You do not have a case.
It was nothing about it.
That was zero about that.
That conversation had nothing to do with relations.
It is because she is a woman.
Yeah, that's literally it.
I'm gonna tell you. Because another woman may not tell you that, because y'all think similarly, some of y'all. But as from a man, that's what it is. It is because she's a woman.
That's it.
Nothing about that email suggested that he is fucking her.
Right. She didn't come out and say anything crazy.
Nope.
So the only thing she really put on Front Street is like he didn't have a license outside of that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
To me.
And you need to ask him why she knows that and you didn't know. That ain't got nothing to do with her.
Right. That's true.
They ain't got shit to do with her.
Yeah. So... I don't have nothing else for her. I really don't. Else
neither,
On that, thank you, Asia. I hope your first email was quite pleasurable, because I don't think you got the thing that you thought you was gonna get.
No, Asia, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Keep listening though.
Yeah, please. Xpoint5@gmail.com. We gonna go to this next one. Sorry, Nick.
Sorry, Nick.
You've got mail.
All right. This Rochelle.
What's up, Rochelle girl?
Rochelle is next. Rochelle says, my boyfriend didn't help me move.
Okay.
All right. Okay, here's the backstory. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 3 years, lived together for a year and a half. Our lease was up in October. I had begun looking for a place in August. I found a great place, but I was thinking that he would be contributing to the move. We have been having arguments regularly, and he mentioned that he didn't know if he was going to move in with me. That was maybe a month before the move. We never discussed us not moving in together again after that. We had been fine, and a few weeks before it was time to put the deposit down, he said he wasn't going to move in with me, and I would be helping... and wouldn't be helping me financially at all with the move. So I was stuck with paying the deposit and everything else alone. He seen me cry and struggle to get up this money, because if I didn't, my kids and I would be homeless. I didn't have anywhere else to go. Thankfully, I worked everything out at the last minute, and he was at the house up until the night before I moved. He didn't pay rent or utilities for the month of December at the previous place. He told me that since he wasn't moving with me, he felt like he didn't have to help me. He literally watched me struggle, break down, crying on several occasions up until the day I moved. This is a struggle. He didn't even ask if I was able to get the money or if me and the kids would have somewhere to go. It doesn't make sense to me that someone that says they love you and won't help you. When I talked to him about it, he doubles down on if he wasn't moving with me, he shouldn't have... to help me. That's crazy. We are still together. I'm sorry. He goes over to the new place. I did not mean to laugh. He is at his parents' home looking for a place of his own. I am still hurt over the situation. I don't know how to handle it. And when I bring it up, it turns into an argument. How should I handle this situation?
People are going to hear what you said and instantly side with you. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
The main thing I took from that I heard was in the beginning. What you guys mean? Been arguing a lot. I don't know what you guys been arguing about. And if I knew that, that could change the whole complexion of this whole email.
See, let River find the silver lining. I wasn't paying attention.
I'll be paying attention. Because people, like all the time.
Because everything sounded like For Color Girls for a second. Like everything.
Everything sounded like The Color Purple for a minute.
Look, I'm telling you, you gotta listen to what people
he
say.
He ain't help me. He ain't trying to help me. He just looked at me, and as I was trying to struggle get this money.
For him to stand,
I got an OnlyFans.
Must not be doing well. For him to stand 10 toes down like he was doing, them arguments were substantial. So I would need to know what y'all was arguing about.
Yeah, I didn't. Look at River finding the silver line. I get it. I understand it. Cause yeah. I was on her side. She got me boohooing. Like, oh my god! This nigga's a monster.
I feel for it. That is bogus, but I can't pick a side until I know what them argument's about. Because he clearly felt a way about it, and it could be if he wrote in and told us it's some shit that's like wild. Then it'd be like, oh, Rochelle, you didn't tell us that.
I get that. I'm on Riverside on that part. I only add that you asked what you should do in the situation. I don't know why y'all together. I don't know. Every sentence was a struggle, and he watched me do it.
Right.
That's all I saw. That's all I heard.
Yeah,
that's all I heard. The kids, everything. We didn't know how we was going. You didn't say you didn't know how you was going to eat, but you didn't know where you was going to
be homeless.
Yeah, right. Everything sounded like For Color Girls.
And he said, sorry, nigga.
Sorry, nigga. Oh, man. But listen.
That's wild.
It's fucked up. Don't get me wrong. It's fucked up. For me, I'm just like, I don't know why y'all together. You got every reason to, like, everything that she gave us, not what you was talking about.
Right, I got you.
Everything she gave us, I was like,
yeah, why you still there?
That's why I laughed. So I'm like, everything, it was like two paragraphs of like red flag after red flag after red flag after red flag. And I'm just like, and then after that, it's like, we still together. Yeah. He's been at the new place.
Yeah, he's at his parents' house right now trying to figure out where he's gonna live.
Rochelle, I mean, whatever y'all was arguing about, it had to, like, I don't know if it was like the definite reason of why this is happening, but I mean, I'm sure it had some part of it. Like,
yeah, it had to have played a part.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. But yeah, I don't know why y'all together though, for real.
Yeah. So what did you do, Rochelle?
What did you do?
You did you tell him that since you said them your kids, that you and your baby daddy trying to go on trips together without him? Remember that email? Oh,
God, yeah.
Yeah, is that you? You want to
that
know
shit
Rochelle?
Is kind of, yeah.
I ain't moving in with you. I ain't moving in. Tell that nigga move in.
Yeah. Have him help you.
All right.
Fuck.
Move this couch.
I ain't moving shit.
I ain't helping you the last month.
the deposit.
Yeah. Fuck your bills.
He literally said that too. He said, what do you say? He's like, if I ain't helping you with no deposit, I'm definitely ain't gonna help you move.
I ain't moving none of this shit.
It's like straight up tell your girl, like, I ain't helping you move. The fuck out of here.
I got some shoes here in the PlayStation.
And I'll be over next week.
Right. After you figure out how you gonna move all this shit in a new place, I'll be over. I'm gonna slide through.
Yo, man.
And you let them.
And you. That's why I laughed. I'm like, wait, what?
You let them.
What? Come on, Rochelle. Come on, man. Nah, figure out the reasoning to all this. Or shit, y'all. I mean, y'all go y'all separate ways, man. That's it. That was it for me. Thank you, Rochelle. Appreciate it.
You got mail.
I'll be cutting that shit short. I don't mean to do that, but Raheem.
What down, Raheem? What down, Radio Raheem?
Raheem says, oh man, my wife. Damn, what do you do to this? My wife has segregated me from all family group chats damn, who black and white? And I have no idea how to move forward.
I did call him Radio Raheem.
Yeah, you did. You did. Love and hate. Man. Love and hate.
Love and hate. Oh, man.
Love and hate.
Oh, that was the first police brutality.
Oh, man. I've been married for over 10 years. I have said countless times, include me in the group chat. Please, I want to communicate with everyone. This includes her parents, her siblings, spouses, and herself. She told me a couple years ago that the group chat doesn't exist anymore, but I found it active today while our kid was playing with mom's phone. I've asked my wife if this was a new group chat. Yes. Why wasn't I in it? She became extremely irritated and defending it, saying, you don't even like my family. And things of that nature. So fuck it. I threw my hands up and said, I guess not. I'm not family no more. Told her I'm not cooking dinner tonight. Not doing any of the cleaning. Not watching after our daughter. I'm apparently not family. Why act like it? I wouldn't even act like this if it was just her side of the family or all the women or whatever. But it's the entire family except for me. How do I move forward from here? What are some of the potential reasons I'm being segregated? Why do you keep using segregated? From the rest of her family.
I mean, it means what it means. It's not always about race with the word segregated, bro. I know that's what we made it, but
I know. I know.
You scarred.
I'm thinking of Jonathan Majors, and I'm just like. You scarred. Green Mile and shit. I come from a very dysfunctional and problem family. So I'm blacklisted almost all of my blood relatives. So it hurts to have a potential real family put me in a proverbial corner. Oh man,
can I say something? I know I've been saying first, but something he said
struck a chord.
Yeah, I'm against him on, bro. I get that you mad, but when you said you ain't like taking care of your daughter or whatever you said, that no, you wrong.
He wrong?
His daughter, his daughter.
I ain't taking care of her tonight. You got her. Don't worry about it.
No, your daughter ain't got it. That's your no. Your daughter ain't got shit to do with that.
I ain't family.
You family to your daughter?
Man, I don't know no more.
Nah, you fucked up with that. The daughter is your family now.
No, I just found out 2 minutes ago that eyes might not look like my eyes.
You should have figured that out years ago. But
them ears don't look like my ears no more. I ain't family. All of a sudden, I don't know.
You clearly talked hella shit about her family. So
you think so? Because
she said it. She said you don't even like my family. So clearly he had to have said something.
He wants to be in it. So what the fuck is like? So, I mean, look, I get it. There can be three sides to every story. I get that.
Yeah, listen.
But the way he's talking, like, nigga, I want, like, the first sentence was like, hey, put me in these.
It don't matter. If a motherfucker talks shit about your family, why the fuck I'm gonna put you in the group chat?
You putting him on that? Like, you putting that on?
She said it.
She said you don't like my family.
He had to have said something for her to know he don't like her family.
I might not fuck with your sister. Okay.
Try ass cornbread. But that ain't even
okay.
I don't know what he said.
I don't know.
Clearly he has said something.
I might not fuck with your mama.
She in the group chat. She go hard in the group chat.
What does that have to do with anything?
You don't even like getting COVID. All she talk about is getting the shot. You don't even believe in the shot.
I'm asking a legit question now.
Go ahead.
And then we can get off of it.
All right, go ahead.
You might not fuck with your family, man. Like a family member of hers. I'm just talking, you know, in fantasy land. Okay. You know, you might not fuck with a family, some part of the family.
Okay.
But you want to be in the group chat.
No.
You don't want, just because of that one person.
We don't know if it's one. She said family. So, in your example, you said just one person.
Just one person.
If it's just one person, then.
You don't fuck with nobody? I'm saying, like, him. Like, he don't fuck with.
It could be a majority. But if it's like, if she feels like you've made enough comments about my family, she probably thinking of it like, why would you want to be in our group chat?
Well, that's what I'm saying? That's the only reason I'm giving pushback. Like, you saying one thing, but now it's like.
That's like if I tell you I'm about to if I come home, we about to do a podcast, mm-hmm. and I got some food.
Yeah.
And then you like, hey, why you didn't, you know, grab me, tell me you was going on? And I'd be like, nigga, you didn't talk shit about that restaurant. Why would I even say I'm going there to get food? But you still feel away. Like, nah, you should have told me, you
okay,
know?
Okay. I mean, I get that. I get the analogy. I get what she's saying.
Yeah.
I'm just, the only reason why I'm giving pushback is how hard he was going in that first sentence.
I get that. Had he not said what...
Don't coincide with anything he's been saying in this paragraph.
And it's the fact that he didn't shoot that down. He didn't be like, I ain't never said... You know what? He went on as if what she said was true.
Right.
He said, oh, fuck it. I ain't gonna clean. I ain't gonna do... No. If that wasn't true... He
got real defensive.
Yeah, he got real defensive. If that was true, he would have been like, I ain't never said nothing about your family. But he didn't say that in the email. He just was like... Fuck it. You
know? He did. He put that. He
so clearly he said some shit.
I was riding for you, man. I really was. I mean, but I was really genuinely, like, you know, devil's advocate there. I didn't know. But everything that she's saying doesn't really coincide with what you saying. Plus, the way you reacted, the way you reacted was crazy.
He threw a hissy fit.
And you ain't telling the whole truth. You ain't fucking with somebody in that family or something. And she knows it.
Yeah,
you had to say some shit. I get it. He said something at the end that I got. He was like, I don't fuck with my actual family. I don't fuck with my actual family. So it kind of hurt me when they tried to...
Blacklist, he said.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Blacklist and it's segregated.
And segregated, yeah. When he said blacklist, I was like, okay, Billy, I see what you're talking about.
They try to put me in a proverbial corner. Like, yo, just say the corner, yo. The fuck is these words?
Oh, my God. I don't think you should have reacted the way you reacted.
I don't think you should.
Especially with your own daughter, bro. Like, that's the one that got me.
Yeah,
like,
that was crazy.
Like, that's your daughter. You should never, ever say, like, oh, I'm not going to. No.
That's crazy.
You're a fucking father.
Like, yeah.
Get your shit together. Yeah, that went too far. Like, your daughter ain't got shit to do with the group chat.
Anything for him, man?
No. Like, y'all need to talk.
Yeah, y'all need to talk, man.
If you did say some shit, maybe you need to clarify it to her. Yeah. Like, but she clearly feels like from whatever comments you made that
you
don't fuck with her family.
Yeah.
What you need to know, what memes we sharing and happy birthdays we sending.
Go get some therapy, yo. Go get some therapy. You come from a problematic family that's done dysfunctional and everything. You got triggered when she said no. And then you reacted the way you reacted. It's just like, yeah, bro, you got to go talk to somebody or something.
What if it's him? What if his family wasn't the problem? They was like, we can't fuck with you because you the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
you, common denominator. You know, like.
What
if he was the problem?
Right. It could be.
Like, you ain't even getting in our group chat. Fuck you. And we your family.
That's very true. I mean, yeah. So, Raheem, you got to figure that out, man. You didn't react in the way that you should have.
No, especially with your daughter.
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest thing that stood out to me.
Cruel. Just cruel, cruel.
Yeah.
Now, them dishes could stay, but not your daughter, though.
Yeah, no. She can wash them dishes.
You've got mail.
Your daughter is one thing, but yeah, them dishes.
Them dishes, yeah.
It could stay there.
Yeah, I ain't gonna go against you. She don't grab that Don.
Nigga said, I ain't cooking tonight either.
Yeah.
All right, so this. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I definitely want to get into this. You gonna like this name.
Okay.
Bonnet. Just Bonnet. It might be Bonet, but I'm seeing two N's.
If
I'm seeing two N's is what I'm saying.
If there was a black parent out there that saw Bonnet and was like, ooh, we can name her Bonet. You need to be arrested and trialed.
I looked. I was like, we got to do this one. We got to do this one.
In due time. I'm not giving her an introduction. You can't. Ain't no fucking way.
Her name could be Bonet.
I don't give a fuck what it is. That's crazy. What you talking about? Like, what's her name? Lisa Bonet?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's two N's.
Yeah, two N's for no. So I'm not going. Go ahead, read the email.
Wow.
I call a B. Okay. What's up, B girl? There you go. I'm not.
Compromise. Yes. Yeah.
Y'all know how I feel about
that. I see he gonna love it.
I'm not. The shit I've seen on the internet, on social media, like I wish I could just. Oh, that's just a difference.
Hey, just go back to the old episode, Bonnet Killer.
Oh my god.
Go back. Go into
the archives.
Yeah. Go to our episode, Bonnet Killer. And. One of the best episodes ever.
That's one of our. That's the greatest hits.
Yeah, for sure. Go back to Bonnet Killer. Bonet says, "This is funny." my boyfriend of 2 years told me he will always want a paternity test for any kids he has because, as a man, you can never know.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I was making dinner and talking about our day, and I told him about some drama in my life and how one of my coworkers is questioning the paternity of his adult daughter. That's when my boyfriend told me that no matter the scenario, he will always want a paternity test for any kids he has. He said he could be locked away in an isolated cabin for the entirety of the pregnancy, and he would still want a test just to be sure. He said he would do all the legwork of scheduling the test, showing up to it, paying for it. His reasoning for wanting this is that as a man, you could truly never know. 100% know if a kid is yours without the test. Without the test. So he would want it just in case. He also mentioned hearing too many horror stories about men raising children that wasn't theirs. He wanted to let me know all of this now. Before we were thinking about having kids, because asking for one after I was pregnant or while we were trying would be offensive. You know, being smart. In the moment, I felt kind of disgusted at the request, but thought bringing it up now was a lot better than bringing it up later. I also, being a woman, so I know 100% that any kids I have will be mine. Therefore, I hid my disgust. It told him that it would be fine. But the more I thought about it, I knew it was coming, the more I hated it. Asking for a paternity test in pretty much any scenario is an accusation of cheating. It's saying you don't trust your partner enough to not cheat. And you don't trust your partner enough not to trick you into raising a child that's not yours. Bringing it up before thinking about having kids is better than bringing it up afterwards, but still seems like a red flag. Try as I might, I can't stop myself from hurting. I'm feeling hurt about this. I have no intention of ever cheating on my boyfriend, so I can only really see it as an inability to trust. So now I am here asking for perspective. Is this a reasonable request for him? Is the perspective of any situation view something I just can't see? Any thoughts would be appreciated.
He fucked up. I'm gonna tell you where he fucked up.
Tell me.
Because this is the easiest thing you could do. Man, let me just tell y'all something.
Put them on game.
This is the easiest thing you could do without having to even include the woman.
It's a layup.
You can swab the motherfuckers.
I was just about to say.
Y'all ain't gotta say nothing. And you do it at an age where the kid don't even know what's going on. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You swab that.
Just swab them.
Yeah. Send it in. You find out the results. And then you ain't gotta even bring it up.
You don't. And if it's cool, then cool.
It's cool. You never bring it up. Y'all making it all hard.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Bro, come on. Man.
I was like, he went about this.
Wow.
Look, I know they was having a conversation, you know, just, you know, chatting about the girl's situation at her job. I think you got tricked into this conversation, though. You got tricked into it, and you failed. You failed tremendously. I understand what he said. We all understand what he's saying as a man.
Oh, we definitely understand. It happens.
Come on now.
It happens.
Come on.
Yes. No, I understand.
Like, we're not sitting here thinking like, yo, you are crazy into thinking that, like, no, that fucking happens.
Oh, yes. Every day.
Every fucking day. The point is what River said, and what I thought was, like, you don't have to go through all that. Like, I understand why you want to do it, but you don't have to go through that. Like,
she don't need to be included.
The sneaky route could be the right route.
Yeah. It gives you closure, and it don't make her feel like a fucking buzz down.
And the clarity, yeah.
You know, like, oh, you just think I'm just out here?
Yeah.
Because then, in your mind, you think, like, well, that's a possibility. You can't tell your girl there's a possibility. You can't do that. Like,
no, yeah. I mean, everything she said was, like, true. You don't trust your partner. You don't trust her.
Yeah.
And I get that. I just, you got tricked into the conversation.
Yeah. He
basically
messed that up.
Just simple and plain. He messed that up. You got tricked into the conversation.
Because B, you're right. That's definitely.
Her name is Bonnet.
Her name is B. That's just, and you know what? You can flip it on him.
What
if it came from you?
Mm.
But then he'd be like, well, that means you cheated.
Mm.
But then it's like, well, that's kind of what you. Now keep it on. So you hit him with that. He probably get mad, but you like, no, before this go too far, I'm just throwing it out. You see how you feel? That's how I feel. You know.
Sorry.
You know, you telling me that, oh, there's a chance I fucked another motherfucker? Well, what if I told you, hey, you should take a test to see if it's yours?
Get it? What?
Yeah. Flip the script on him. Like, yeah. Yeah.
What? Oh, you trying to get hurt. Man.
Yeah.
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, right. Like, you don't like that feeling, huh?
Hell no. I wouldn't know what to do if somebody brought that to me.
I get it. Before somebody That's say crazy. Where there's a difference, I get it. Because That's then crazy. She's omitting that she cheated.
Yeah.
I get it. There's a difference.
Yeah.
One is speculation. The other one is I cheated.
They're like, don't you want some clarity? But, clarity of what, bitch? You cheated.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I knew that wasn't my throat. That girl does not have my throat.
That's crazy. I told you earlier, them ears don't look like my ears. I told them. Mm-hmm. I just look.
Mm-hmm. Do you see these elbows? Not my elbows. It's not.
I got 6 fingers. This little girl got 5. Who you been fucking?
Who have you been fucking?
That's how I know I'm gonna have, like, how my kid's gonna come out. Like, I got 6 fingers on both. If they don't come, look, I'm waiting.
You ain't got 6 fingers.
I do, actually, I do.
Where the I'm looking at your hand.
When I was born, this was a little bit longer. Like, this part right here?
Wait, hold on. Let me take my. Hold on. I'm
surprised you've never seen this before. I don't think we ever talked about this. But I was born. I was born with 6 fingers. And on here too. So I was born with 12.
That looked like a bump.
Yeah, they cut it. They cut this one a little bit shorter than this one.
Oh, it was a real.
It wasn't like a real. Like, it was like baby. It was like a baby finger.
Was it like that with your toes too?
No. Not my toes. It was just my hair. And my dad had it too. So.
You would have slapped the fire out of my
shit. I used to slap hoes and like, oh my shit. what year were you saying?
What was it, 97? Yeah.
Well, if this is 97.
Well, if this is 97.
Oh man, that's an old joke. Oh my goodness.
Man.
But no, I was surprised we never brought that up. But yeah, I mean, it's very small. You can't, if you had to really be looking in order for you to see it.
Yeah, I never seen
12 fingers. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, you had to cut them. And what they did was, like, they used a string as a, and they just cut it off. That's how I know. If my kids don't, you know what I'm saying?
I would have told them, leave it. That's some.
I don't know. I don't know.
What you could have did with it, but.
Yeah, some freaky shit. Girl, you don't know nothing about that.
I don't know nothing.
You have that finger vibe. Look, with six fingers?
You finna get 12 of them.
Boy, I would have been a fingering king. You know what? God. I ain't even think about that. My mom was fucked up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yep. But back to them.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else for her.
I ain't got nothing else for her neither. It's more on him. I wish he would have wrote it.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, you idiot.
Yeah.
In listening to music, hearing Kanye say 18 years,
yeah,
that's all it takes.
That's really all it takes. And I don't know.
One his?
Oh man, but listen. I mean, it ain't like they having kids, but you know what I'm saying. She really took it there though. She was like, man, I'm really. I mean, so much so that she talked to us about it. But
the thing is. I get you like a feel away about it, but yeah. If it's gonna give him a peace of mind, mm-hmm. and you know it's his, and he said he gonna pay for it all, why the fuck not? Okay, you know, look, I had kids. They ask in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's something they ask you, like, do you want to get a test done? And you can either accept it or deny it. So if he in the hospital, he just like, hey, S's and G's. Let's go ahead.
But women find that really...
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the first time I heard that. Like, they really get offended by that shit.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Right. Well, I've heard talks about them. Like, well, that's going to be... what if it's like a requirement? Like, what if hospitals start making that a requirement?
You're going to hear a lot of outrage from women.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's women that don't know. They taking a guess.
Don't show.
It's women.
Oh, don't care about nobody. They don't care about the hood.
Shut up.
Sorry. You threw me the layup.
I was trying to, and that's why I kept trying to go. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker. It's
either they don't know, don't show, or don't care what's going on in the hood.
Took it back.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it. Those women would be outraged. Some of that, some of those women. Like, wait a minute. Wait, what?
Yeah.
He got the most money out of the candidates. Like, I want it to be him.
Yo, Trump coming back. What if Trump made that?
He coming back.
Yeah, he is coming back.
Oh, no, they going to vote for that nigga. I'm readying myself.
I'm already readying myself, too. I'm like, they already talking about polls and North Dakota and shit, like states I don't even care about. Like, he's up in the polls and
it's
DeSantis it's only get like 12-14%. I'm like, yep, it's coming.
Look, it's to the point that
it's coming.
Like, if he gonna be our president again, he better deliver on that we gonna be paying less than $2 for gas. Shit. He better deliver on that shit then.
Right.
And you just don't say that to say it.
Right. You better make that happen.
You better make that shit fucking happen.
Biden been trying too. Biden been he been doing it for the past month or so.
What's his name?
Biden.
You said vitamin.
What? I mean, he needs some vitamins and need to stay up.
I'm like, who is vitamin?
I could have sworn I said Biden.
Wait till you listen back to the episode. You're gonna be like, damn, I did say vitamin.
I did say that shit. God damn it.
I love country. You in words. I love you in words.
Couldn't say continent.
It's like your kryptonite, bro.
God damn it. It really is like my... You can't say words.
I think he was trying to say Biden been trying.
Yeah, but it came out that way.
Biden.
You ain't never heard of them do vitamins? The vitamins? Use
the Flintstone vitamins?
Yeah. Keep you up? Brought to you by Sleepy Joe.
Oh, yeah. That's what That's great.
Vitamins.
Vitamins. You'll never sleep again.
I I give you that.
Ooh, I give you that.
I give you that. That was good.
Sleepy Joe was good. You tied it all together.
On that note, thank you for all your emails today, man. We really appreciate it. We had some fun with this one. We had some fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it. These are my favorite episodes. Y'all know that.
Yeah. I enjoy these as well. ActionPointPod@gmail.com. Give us all your delusional questions, and you need another perspective on some stuff. And, you know, we'll try to make some sense out of it. And at the same time, we're going to give you some funny, too. So it's what we do, man. Please, please, please follow us on all platforms. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. It helps everybody to find the show. Tell two people. Tell your mom. To tell everybody at the church. Everybody needs some guidance. You know what I'm saying? So even in outside the church, I don't even know where I was going with that, but shit, fuck it. Anything else before we go? You know I gotta give you the last word,
man. And I'm gonna leave y'all with this. Listen to what people say to you. Listen to the exact words and what they're trying to say to you, or you will end up like Blueface saying that. You know, when Jaden said she had never messed with another dude, this nigga go to jail, this bitch out here kissing women. So.
But she ain't lying.
She didn't lie.
She didn't lie.
That's what I'm saying. Listen to what people tell you.
He got a real one.
You know.
She out here kissing bitches.
She out here kissing bitches. Now she could be like, I didn't lie.
Couldn't do that while I was out?
Right.
God damn.
No, he shouldn't want a stud.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an ex-ball player.
You do shit. I feel like that. She is. On that note, man, I'm Billy Ellis. That is the Pun Guy. Go take your vitamins.
Take your
vitamins. And we'll see you guys next week.
Say your prayers and take your vitamins. That nigga saved a bitch from a car. Yeah, he did.
Can you imagine giving me an accident? Just fucking Hogan?
Is this Hulk Hogan? Take off your seatbelt, brother.
Wait. I can't end it yet.
All right.
Motherfucker getting an accident, right? Like, goddamn. I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do? You stuck, seatbelt stuck on you, can't you take the seatbelt off? And then all of a sudden you look around and you see these like red, white, and blue.
He had an NWO shirt.
He had an NWO shirt.
That nigga in real life riding around with an NWO shirt.
Like, you do that on the regular? Right
on the, that's crazy.
But no, he on his real hero shit. So yeah, he a face.
I guess.
He a baby face right now.
Because she's white.
Because she white, for sure, yeah. Right. And then... That's all you start hearing in the background?
When his door closed, his car door.
Is he in slow motion?
Gas leaking out the car and shit. He posing. 40-inch pythons.
Let me tell you something, brother. First of all, I had to find out if you were black or not.
I almost
went back in the car.
What are you gonna do? Roadside assistance run wild on you.
Yo, we want to thank everybody for listening, man. Oh my god, that was too funny, man. I am Billy Ellis. That is the Pun Guy. We see you guys next time, bro.